Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Boxingboys.com. You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right. I want to be like you. Come on, man. I'm the face of boxing. I'm the cash cow. I'm the only record.
Good morning, TBV. We are back with another spontaneous morning edition of the Boxing Voice. Get your coffee ready because we're back. It was a snowstorm here on the East Coast, but rain, sleet, snow, nothing can stop TBV from bringing you breaking news, and that's what we have today. An exclusive sit-down with Jorge Linares, who's going to be taking on Vasyl Lomachenko in what is being called a super fight, live on ESPN, May 12th, Madison Square Garden. It's going down, and there's been a monkey wrench thrown in this one. There's a bit of a twist. All of a sudden, late in the game, I mean, we're talking less than 2 months away, and a trainer change. Say that three times fast, huh? A trainer change. Is this the right move for Jorge Linares? Parting ways from his, I wouldn't say longtime trainer, but definitely his trainer of at least the last four fights. Cuban amateur boxing trainer, standout Ismael Salas, who also trains, you know, guys like Jordani Ulgas. Who else has he trained there? I mean, plenty of guys. He's actually training David Haye. And David Haye has a fight scheduled with Tony Bellew on May 12th. And that's kind of the reason that all this happened. We were going to bring you a rumor mill edition of this yesterday, but Matt was ducking at work. You already know how that goes. He ducked two shows, FYI, people. Canelo, Clenbuterol, Scandal show again with Triple G, you know, giving his thoughts on everything. And obviously the Linares rumor show, because there was a rumor on ESPN Deportes yesterday that Linares had parted ways with Salas. And Salas had an interview on ESPN Deportes, and he said that it wasn't true. But he said that he can definitely foresee it happening. And it did in less than 24 hours. But again, I don't fault Jorge Linares. I just do not fault him. And I don't fault Ismael Salas either. I mean, listen, Salas had a contract already scheduled to rematch David Haye. With David Haye and Tony Bellew. I'm being told that the fight is May 5th, so I'm going to just pull it up, get the exacts. You know, David Haye is fighting on May 5th. Thank you in the chat. Let me see who I can give that personal thank you to. Jekyll 3, thank you for that. So it's May 5th, and Vasyl Lomachenko and Jorge Linares will be doing battle on May 12th. So it's just not enough time to train two elite-level trainers. Now, what Salas wanted was for Linares to come to London and train while he's training David Haye, which it makes sense. It's not like Linares hasn't done this before. He's prepared in London before for his fights with Luke Campbell and Anthony Carolla. He's been there. So it's not out of the normal for Salas to ask that, but it is Jorge Linares' biggest fight. It is your star fighter's biggest fight. Now, I guess it all comes down to what you, the public, and Ismael Salas believe is his star fighter. Is it Jorge Linares that's in the biggest fight of his career, or is it David Haye that's in the hottest division of boxing at the moment? Is Ismael Salas trying to cater to David Haye because a win over Bellew could put him in a fight with Anthony Joshua or even Tyson Fury? And dare I say, Deontay Wilder. They have sparring, history. Maybe Haye is ready to get back in the mix if he can look good enough versus Tony Bellew. So for Salas, it definitely had to be a tough decision to make on deciding to fulfill a pre-existing contract and fly out to London and train David Haye exclusively and hope that your other star is willing to join camp. I just don't know how everyone will receive this. It is a shocker for a super fight, is all I can tell you. I wasn't expecting anything like this. It's a bit of a monkey wrench, another asterisk that we're going to have to attach now to this fight. Was Linares at 100% now after such a good union with him and Salas, him changing trainers last minute in a super fight, will it do him harm or will it do him some good? And who should he mesh with now? I mean, who's out there that can train Linares to a win versus Vasil? Should he, reach out to the services of Chino Rivas, the trainer of Tevin Farmer, trainer of Jason Sosa? Maybe Linares could get some sparring with Sosa, who's been in the ring with him, some sparring with Tevin Farmer, who has very good agility. I wouldn't say Lomachenko-like agility, but something. Shout out to Lonnie. Thank you for the super chat. Teddy Atlas should train Jorge Linares. Now, that is a good choice, but we know that Atlas is kind of big on Lomachenko. Would he dare go up against Lomachenko is the question we must ask. Who would make the right fit for Linares late in the game and would make a difference in this very important assignment? Well, I'm seeing here from, just like Chucky, according to Salas' story on Boxing Scene, it's not decided as he proposed to Linares to hold this camp in London. Yeah, no, that was said a couple of days ago, but he himself came out today in an exclusive with Boxing News, a UK website. They usually get a lot of good exclusives too. And he came out and said it to them that they're no longer together. They have indeed split. This is coming from the horse's mouth. Salas, maybe he already spoke to Linares, and that's why he's relaying this information. But this is coming from the trainer, so it's not an assumption. He wouldn't be assuming he's no longer working with Linares. He must know he's no longer working with Linares. Now, Linares has been trained by Freddie Roach in the past, but he didn't do well under the tutelage of Freddie Roach. Should he go back now that Freddie is, dare I say, less occupied at the moment, right? I mean, back in the day when Linares was hot on the scene, fresh from Japan, jumping out here, and he was training with Freddie. I mean, Freddie had Julio Cesar Chavez, Manny Pacquiao, Glenn Tapia. I mean, the list goes on and on. Wildcard Jim was really booming at the time. Maybe Freddie just overlooked Linares slightly, maybe just a bit, and didn't give Linares the attention necessary, that he needed. I'm seeing in the chat, shout out to Reese Mack. Good morning, good morning, good morning. He's saying maybe Robert Garcia. Robert Garcia has turned it around for Abner Mares. You see what he's done with Mikey Garcia. And he has a bunch of up-and-coming prospects that are very, promising. Hector Tanarana, I mean, Bam Bam, and I don't mean Rios. There are a lot. Yeah, just like Chucky in the chat says, okay, Ness, I guess he has his team in Japan as well, so I'd expect him to go back to Tekken Gym there. Well, he's actually training at Tekken, so thank you for bringing that up. Silas already confirmed that he is in Japan. He's already training. And in the last interview with ESPN Deportes yesterday, he also said that Linares normally starts training camp in Japan, then either goes to, you know, Las Vegas or London, depending on the fight. So this wouldn't be out of the normal for Linares to stick with Silas and train in London for the biggest fight of his career. I guess we'll have to wait to see what he decides and who he ends up going with. I don't know. Again, not what you want to hear when you're looking at a super fight. These are just things, distractions. These are possible reasons that the betting line may switch. Linares is supposed to be the bigger man, the king, quote unquote, is what he calls himself. King Jorge Linares. He feels he's the king of that division. I mean, I'm sure Mikey Garcia will have something to say, but yeah, he's supposed to be the bigger guy. So it would have been good for him to have a clear head and, you know, go into this fight without any worries, already having a good companionship with his trainer. And that might not be the case, according to his former now trainer, Ismael Salas, who has exclusively told Boxing News Online that the relationship between the two has severed. And initially, Salas did decline or deny these rumors. But today, he has confirmed that they have indeed split. Shout out to Eric Cruz in Irvin, Texas, showing us massive love as always. And his message in the super chat is TBV in the morning. I love it. So do I, my friend. So do I. Listen, we have a lot to talk about. I just want to let you guys know, anybody that may be tuning in now, future, present, past, don't worry. In about 2 or 3 hours, we should be having a live interview. We'll be doing another live show, and we'll be discussing Anthony Joshua versus Joseph Parker. We'll be having Team Parker live from the United Kingdom. They're actually right now literally in a training session, and once they get done with that, we'll have Team Parker on the line. We'll get some words with Taylor, who is in charge of, you know, bringing in all the sparring. He lives with Joseph Parker. It's great. And speaking of Joseph Parker, our documentary Camp Life series on Joseph should be dropping, I believe, this Friday, if all goes well. I'm being told it is completed. Just some final texts and, few bells and whistles need to be added. But definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you checked out our documentary with Deontay Wilder, One Champion, One Face, One Name, well, then you're going to love Joseph Parker. I don't know the title of it yet, but so far we're calling it Camp Life Joseph Parker. For now, we always have them as Camp Lives. So definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel. And listen, you know, shout out to you guys. Yeah, because we've gotten to 69,000. I mean, obviously we accomplished that yesterday, but hey, we needed to tell you, look, we did it. We, you, me, all of us, we did it. So we're at 69K, actually above that right now. We're coming up to another 69,100, and then we'll be 900 away from that 70. Now look, now you guys really got to go extra hard. Now you got to tell everybody to definitely come subscribe, because we need to get to that 70. I mean, we just got to make that 6 look like a 7. It makes no sense to have a 6 there. You know what I mean? But look, let me go out to my associate producer, always hot on the, you know, trail, finding us all sorts of topics to talk about in the UK, actually.
Dollar D. Biasi Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he was going to beat me. He got smashed.
Why the Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingVoice.com.
Nez, you there?
I am here, Robert. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, man. Good. Yeah, good to have TBV in the morning or in the early afternoon in the UK. But, yeah, just wanted to bring talk about the Linares split from Solis. I just see it as Linares coming, he's coming to the end. Look, in the last four fights, he's gone 12 rounds. Gone 24 rounds with Crawler, 12 with Campbell, and then 12 with Gesta. And he's talking about, can Lomachenko take his power? But is his power there with Loma coming up? Maybe, but we'll see. Because he's taken a whole heap of rounds now with... For someone calling himself the king, he's making heavy work of what's in front of him lately. And I just see as it's coming to an end. And I don't think Solis separating or whichever way round it's gone, that it's a big deal for the trainer, as I think maybe his fighter is coming to the end. So, yeah.
So you're saying regardless of trainer, there's nothing that could help Linares get a win over Lomachenko at the moment?
Well, whether it was Solis or whoever, I think we're looking at the final chapter of Linares's career. Loma's been retiring people on the stool, and Linares has been making heavy work of his opponents of late. So I see it as possibly Linares's last fight anyway. So we'll see. We'll have to pan out. I think, was it May 12th? At the Garden, so we'll see. Hopefully it's a good fight, but Lomachenko, I know he's stepping up in weight, but well, you know, we've seen him rise to the challenge, and he's making easy work of opponents of late. So I see this as maybe Linares' last fight. So yeah, that's basically my opinion on it.
I hear you. Does he retire, man? How old is Jorge Linares at this point? Is he? Will this really be his last fight? I don't know. He's come back. He does have three losses, but that's not much.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know if you've got time to have a quick look on BoxRec at his age, but
he's only 32. Floyd fought longer than that. Pacquiao fought
Linares ain't Floyd, though, right? Linares takes a lot more punishment, I would say, in a fight than Floyd ever has.
A few episodes back, we were talking about how many rounds box certain heavyweights had, and I think we seen Tyson Fury was somewhere around 197. I might be wrong about that, but someone was around 197. Linares has 292 rounds box, 44 fights, 3 losses. So
that's a lot of rounds.
That's a lot of rounds.
And then throwing sparring rounds. I know they're wearing headgear, but it all takes its toll. He's had a long career. He's had a great career. I'm not saying Linares is a poor fighter by any means, but I just see he's made slightly heavy work of opponents that many would believe that he should have brushed aside no problem.
I mean, the last time he's got a knockout was versus
about 5 fights ago, right?
Ivan Cano in 2015. But let me ask you something else here. If Vasil had 2 fights with Anthony Carolla, how would they play out?
Carolla's a big heart. I think in the second fight, his corner wanted to stop it. I think in the 12th, when he was on the stool in the 11th, and he said, "Look, let me finish the fight." He's a competitive opponent, but he's not super skilled like Linares or Loma. I would see Loma stopping, maybe stopping, I don't know, but, beating Crawler. But we've got to see, I guess, Loma coming up in weight, whether his power can carry. I mean, like you said the other day, I think in the show, Loma's not knocking people down, clean one hit, one punch. It's multiple punches, combinations, flashy, fast, and head movement, all the skills. But, and he's just taking opponents' hearts with his skills rather than a big knockout. But we just have to see how it pans out. But I just don't see, once Lomachenko, in my opinion, beats Linares, where Linares can go from there. But he's had a great career. He's on Matt's pound for pound list. But I'm not sure I put him on mine right now. But, there's younger, hungrier fighters coming up, and I don't know, he might just call it a day, but we'll see.
I mean, I still think he has some fights he can make out there, but I get what you're saying. There is a lot of rounds boxed. He is an old 32, in my opinion, because I've seen him go through some wars, you know, that I will forever bring up the Sergio Thompson fight because I'm not supposed to know this guy's name. He was just a random Mexican fighter from Mexico with probably most of his fights in Mexico. And, you know, the sun shined on a dog's ass that day. I will at least admit that. Because I don't recall Sergio going on to do much more after that. He actually lost a lot of fights to some notable names, but he still lost them, you know? So, again, Linares made people famous, and it wasn't for putting on a show.
No, exactly.
So, I don't know, man. I've seen him wilt in the past. Now, it's like you said. Loma, his power might not carry. He might not be able to do what he normally does in this particular division. I don't know if you feel that way as well. We have any sort of indication out there? Is there any maybe sparring or interviews, quotes of someone saying that, yeah, Loma's power is serious or would at least carry up moving in weight?
No, I mean... No, I wouldn't say we've heard anything along those lines. I mean, I'm not sure who Loma gets in the gym with him for sparring, but I've not heard anything about, you know, any crazy power even at the weight he's at. I mean,
I don't know if you caught that on, you know, on your timeline or however you receive your news, but a couple of months back, maybe a year ago, I think there was some popular, this is where we need Matt the Hipster Hunter at, there was some popular MMA fighter sparring with Loma. Do you know that fighter, and does he have power? Oh yeah, you me neither, bro. I don't do that sport.
No, I outside of maybe a few of the big names, MMA and UFC, I haven't got any interest in it. But I know like Luke Campbell's got work with Linares before, and other fighters have done some good rounds. A young fighter here, Joe Cordina, got some good work. And I know Linares praised Joe Cordina for that work. But, yeah, I'm not sure on Loma's power. I think, like I say, you said the other day, Loma's not knocking people down with a one big clean punch. So whether he's...
Shout out to Oscar Martinez. He says that the sparring partner's name was T.J. Dillashaw. And shout out to Scholar of boxing, who also let us know it was Dillashaw.
All right. Okay. Well, I've never heard that name in my life, so can't help you there.
I know. Well, Rob, I want to thank you, obviously, for calling in, being rocking out with us here in the UK. I want to remind everyone we will be back with another show, maybe in about 2 hours, maybe sooner. So subscribe to the YouTube channel because we will be back with Team Parker. They are out in the UK. They've been there for about a week now or going on a week trying to get acclimated to the time zone and ready to do battle with Anthony Joshua. We're going to have a live show and have them on as well. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. Listen, we just got to 69,000, so we're really trying to get to that 70. You know, 69 doesn't even look sexy anymore when you could turn it into a 70. So do us a favor, hit that thumbs up button on this video, future, present, past. It really doesn't matter because it still helps with the visibility of the show, and it would help us get to that 70,000 or greater. Because really, the new mantra around here is 100K before May. See how that sounds? 100K before May. 100K before May. Let's fucking go. We can do it. We can do it. Listen, there's only a few of us watching, so can I get some thumbs up, love? Jeez, Louise, it is an early morning show. Show the love. And I seen somewhere in the chat was asking how could they support the show. They really enjoyed the show. I put some links in there. I put the phone number to call in if you want to call up right now, 1-425-569-5241. I also added my name so you can add on Skype. That's N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. Plus, I gave you the link to Patreon if you want to support. We also, you can do PayPal. So just head on over to theboxingvoice.com, and there's plenty of links and banners that would give you some sort of, I guess, inspiration on which way you want to go about helping your favorite podcast. Now, remember, monetizing our listeners is not our goal. That's not our goal. You know, if you cannot afford to give a dollar, that's absolutely okay. Drop us a 5-star review. That is still helping tremendously because every review keeps us number one on iTunes where it matters. That's where it matters. And we just want to thank you for that. Listen, we were just reporting this exclusive news. Jorge Linares splits with his trainer ahead of his Vasyl Lomachenko fight, which is taking place May 12th at Madison Square Garden in New York City. It's going down on ESPN. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. If you want to connect, don't forget to head on over to Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice to support the channel. Arrivederci.